interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
In other news,
and then repeat the substance of the bulletin.
Reports just in.
Welcome to Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting. A Fairleigh Dickinson University public mind poll found that 87% of New Jersey residents surveyed said that those seeking for public office should refrain from name calling. 10% said they are cool with it, but Jerseyites don't all agree on what constitutes a slam that goes beyond the boundaries of civility. Only about a quarter of those surveyed said calling an opponent dishonest, corrupt, or radical is never acceptable. The percentage rose to half when it comes to labeling someone unpatriotic, and two-thirds draw the line at fascists. But a politician can really go off the deep end when he calls his opponent an ignoramus. 78% say that's never okay. A jerk came in at 83%. And finally, numbnuts was at 84%. Unacceptable. Numbnuts. That's the most offensive. I'll remember that when I run for office next time.
Stay away from my nuts.
A family food fight turned into a domestic abuse arrest for a 15-year-old Sioux Falls, South Dakota boy. KSFY-TV reports that the boy and his sister were arguing when they arrived at their Sioux Falls home. The argument escalated into a food fight. Then the mother called police.
That's because you didn't eat your beans.
The boy then reportedly grabbed a BB gun and pointed it at his mother. There were no BBs in the gun, but the woman said she didn't know that at the time, and she felt the blast of air when he fired at her. The boy's been arrested for domestic aggravated assault and taken to juvenile detention center. Ah, the good old days. Having supper with the family, starting a food fight, then pointing a gun at good old mom.
Shut up!
From Great Britain, a new use for the video game console. A 10-year-old girl trapped a pedophile when she used her game console to take a picture of him touching her. 46-year-old John Fisher was arrested after the brave youngster showed police a picture which officers describe as indisputable proof of his guilt. He was jailed for 3.5 years. The judge heard how Fisher first touched the terrified schoolgirl when she was 9. She told her mother about the attack, but nothing was done about it. But the twisted predator attacked her again over a year later when she was 10. The victim's quick thinking prompted her to reach for her games console and use the camera on her Nintendo DS to capture the assault. Only 3.5 years, though? Well, as long as they tell the other inmates he's a child molester. That could be a long sentence. That is Hardly the Headlines. I'm Doug Groff reporting.